We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily. The Colorado Buffaloes football team was back at the practice field Monday in preparations for Saturday's home game at Folsom Field versus the Northern Colorado Bears, the first meeting between CU and UNC in 83 years, believe it or not. So far through two games this season, there's been a sense that the CU offense hasn't lived up to expectations, especially when compared to how quickly the 2016 Buffs came out of the blocks last year. Head coach Mike McIntyre was asked if the 2017 Buffaloes aren't as focused offensively as last year's team was.
No, I don't think that's the concern on the focus. We just had a couple things here or there. You know, we overthrow a guy, which would have been a touchdown. We have a miss block or something on one. You know, those type of things. And so we've shown really hot flashes of being able to do exactly what we did last year. You're going to bog down at different times. But I think also we'll just keep pushing, keep going, and we'll end up being a very, 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 very good offense.
Coach Mack also spent part of his post-practice presser on Monday promoting an upcoming event this weekend, which benefits those who are dealing with or have dealt with ovarian cancer.
This Sunday at 8:30 is registration for Hike for Her. My mother-in-law died a little over almost 2 years ago, and my wife did this last year. There was a big turnout for battling ovarian cancer, and it's a hike that's going to happen Sunday at 9 o'clock at the NCAR Table Mesa Trail. Parking available is the NCAR parking lot, and again, it starts at 9. You can register at cubuffs.com, Hike for Her. And guys can come do it too. It's not just important to battle. It's a silent killer, ovarian cancer. So appreciate all the support we could get for that to raise awareness and raise money for the battle against ovarian cancer.
By the way, for more information or to register for the Hike for Her event, just go to cubuffs.com. By the way, we finally have a game time for the UW game with the Washington Huskies, the defending Pac-12 Conference champions, coming in on September 23rd. The Buffs and Huskies will kick it off at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. The game will be televised on FS1. Colorado freshman soccer player Martin Piketapu has been named to the New Zealand national team for its upcoming United States tour. Piketapu will be with the Ferns for two international international friendlies against the U.S., one on September 15th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Denver, and then on September 19th in Cincinnati. The Soccer Buffs, by the way, will finish up the non-conference portion of their schedule on Saturday when they play the University of Denver at 7 o'clock. And following a split of Penn State and Illinois in the Pac-12 Big Ten Challenge over the weekend, the CU volleyball team will host Xavier at 7 o'clock on September 15th. And then on the 16th, the Buffs will head to Fort Collins to face Albany and Colorado State. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.